make a joyful noise in this house. Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you now know Jesus because of the prayers of the righteous. The word of God says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Because God is going to bless somebody in your circle. God's going to bless somebody in your life. God's going to bless somebody in your garden. See, because there's somebody you know that needs to know God. There's somebody that knows him but doesn't know him in the fullness. You want to pray for them. You know somebody who's on a sick bed. You know somebody who's incarcerated. You know somebody who's homeless, who's jobless, who just puzzled about life. Come on now. We need to pray for them. We need to call their name out to the Lord today. Oh, somebody need to hear me today. Hallelujah. Because somebody pray for you. So ask Lord Shakariyada. As I pray this song in the background, begin to share the names of people in your family and those that are in your circle, or those that you know, even your enemies. The word of God says, do good to them that despitefully use you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, this is New Testament stuff now. Hallelujah. You don't go kill your enemies. You pray for your enemies. Hallelujah. You do good to your enemies. You say, what? Yes. Oh, that was Old Testament. Hallelujah. This is New Testament time. This is post-cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of the Lord today. You got to understand that. Hallelujah. Even your boss on a job that been seem like riding you on your back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time for you to understand, hallelujah, that you got to pray for him too. Because guess what? He needs Jesus too. Well, I know what some of you are saying. He needs Jesus more than you do. No, we all need Jesus. Hallelujah. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Pastor Peaches Bird. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Annette James. Hallelujah. Sister Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, Little Kitty, Stephanie, Big Stephanie, Little Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, Justin, Hallelujah, Julius, Joshua, Little Mitchell, Hallelujah, glory to God, Hallelujah, Minister Linda, Sterling, and Reggie, and David, and Barry, and Scooter, and Alan, and Danya, and Tiffany, and Bianca. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For all you. Tavon, another Tavon, and another Tavon, still another Tavon, and Travion, hallelujah, and Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, another Earl, Danielle, another Danielle, still another Danielle, and another Danielle, hallelujah, hallelujah, and Dominique, another Dominique, another Dominique, Nikki, hallelujah, glory to God, Pamela, and another Pamela, and still another Pamela, and another Pamela, hallelujah, hallelujah, Kimberly, and another Kimberly, still another Kimberly, another Kimberly, hallelujah. Hallelujah. George Dukes, hallelujah. Tavon and Maurice, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah. Apostle Bryce Smith, hallelujah. First Lady Linda Smith, hallelujah. Sister Sandra Orange, Elder Tommy Orange, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder QB Stevenson, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dominique, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Justin, hallelujah. Glory to God. Prophet Cynthia and another Prophet Cynthia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Norman Nevins. Hallelujah. Avis Moran. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Janetta McCoy. Hallelujah. Byron McCoy, Senior Jr. Raymond McCoy, Senior Jr. Angela Jennings Hill. Hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Archbishop Marcia Abram. Archbishop Carey Robinson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yada bullshit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Linda Sandra. Hallelujah. Mildred. Family of God. Yona, hallelujah. Bright David, LaVon, D'Artagnan, and family, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Corinthia Johnson, Loretta and James Johnson, Sean and Juan Johnson, Ruby Smith, hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ruby Smith, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Darlene and Mandy and Jerry and Joshua, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Get an A in all of your classes. Raise your hand.
Okay, I see that hand. I see that hand. Hallelujah. I see that hand. All right. You don't want an A? Raise your hand. Okay, I see that hand. I see all those hands by faith. Hallelujah. Children, I got three things that you need to do in order to get an A in all your classes. I want you to understand, where there's a will, there's an A. And if you desire, if that's your will to get an A, okay, then I'm going to share three things that will guarantee you get an A. You say, a guarantee? Yes. If you do these three things, watch out. And this is easy now. Now, on your paper, you can put one, and then underneath put two, and then underneath that put three. Okay, three things. Now, I need to share this with you. You got to do all three. You can't do two of the three. You got to do all three. And then I'm going to add a fourth one to really tie it all up in a real big bow. Okay? So there are three things you need to do. You need to have going for you in your mind and in your spirit in order to get an A in every class. Woo! I heard some of the children say, woo! I want an A. I want an A. Because the last report card, I got a D. Hey, you can get an A in your work. Okay, are you ready? The number one thing is that, glory to God, you have to have a coachable, teachable spirit. So you need to write that down. And write it the way you think it's spelled, because I don't have time to spell it all out for you. So have a coachable, teachable spirit. Uh-huh. Coachable, teachable spirit. That means you don't know it all, because guess what? You don't know it all. So number one, be that's in other words, that's saying be ready to learn something new. Every day, learn something new. And see, when you have a coachable, teachable spirit, and you learn something new every day, you can go home and tell, hey, Mom, guess what I learned today? Daddy, guess what I learned today? Or some of your siblings, guess what I learned today? You have something new to share. So number one, again, is have a coachable, teachable spirit. Okay, you got that. I said that about two or three times. All right, the next thing, number two, is have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. In other words, please God. You said, well, burning desire to please God and be excellent. In other words, everything you do, you want to shoot for the A. You don't want to shoot for, I want to just pass. I just want to pass. No, that's not a good goal. You want to get an A in everything. And if you fall short, then you fall short to a B. That's all right. But it's not God's best for you. He wants you to have an A. Hallelujah. So have a burning desire to please God. Now, why have a burning desire to please God? This is why there is a reward on you wanting to please God. How can I please God? You please God by saying to yourself, I can get an A. I can get an A out of this course. I can get an A out of this course. You know what that is? That's called faith. Because you haven't completed the course yet, right? You haven't taken that other test, the next test yet, have you? But I can get an A means you stepping out in faith. Hallelujah. And faith means that you're believing in something even though you can't see it yet. Well, the Bible says, again, the second ingredient is, hallelujah, glory to God. Have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. You want to do your best, not your worst, not half-stepping. You want to do your best. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, Okay, Hebrews. H-E-B-R-E-W-S. I think, I don't know. That might be it. Okay, 11 and 6. You know what it says? It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must first believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you have faith, and that's believing that you're going to get that A, children, hallelujah, glory to God, you're going to please God. And you know what? You act like you're going to get the A. You just don't talk the talk, but you walk the walk. I'm going to get an A. I'm going to look at this book. I'm going to read this chapter. Because I'm going to get an A. I'm going to get it. You just don't talk the talk, but you walk the walk. And guess what? He says, I'm going to reward you. He's going to reward you with the A. So again, the second ingredient to getting that A, where there's a will, there's an A, is have a burning desire to please God, because when you please God, you get a reward. And hallelujah, be excellent. Shoot for the top. Don't shoot for the bottom. Or don't shoot make a C. You don't want to make a C. You want to make an A. So those are two ingredients right there. A coachable, teachable spirit, burning desire to please God and be excellent, because there's a reward for pleasing God. Hallelujah. And then number three, and you got to have all three of these. You can't just have one or two of these. You got to have all three working together. Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. A willingness to work and go the extra mile. Again, willingness. Willingness to work and go the extra mile. Hallelujah. Okay. I like going the extra mile. You read two chapters. You're getting kind of tired, but your teacher told you just to read. Hallelujah, glory to God. Your teacher just told you to read two chapters, but you want to see what's going to happen in the third chapter. Go the extra mile. Read the third chapter. Hallelujah. Because when the teacher talks about something that's in the third chapter, only those folk that get A's can reply to the teacher, so-and-so-and-so-and-so. And the teacher will say, oh, my, that's in the third chapter. That wasn't part of our reading, but you read it already. Oh, my. He will remember that. Your teacher will remember that you went the extra mile. Praise God. We thank God for you going the extra mile. Hallelujah. In other words, have a willingness to work. You've got to put some effort behind your stuff, some muscle behind your stuff, maybe some brain muscle. Hallelujah. You got to put down the remote, Johnny, Josephine, Joy, you got to put down the remote. You got to put down your cell phone and texting and read what you're supposed to read. Have a willingness to do what is necessary. Again, those three things you have to have: coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to please God, a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Again, coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to please God and be excellent, and a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Now, you got all that in your mind. To tie all of this up in a ribbon, you do, if the teacher asks you to do something a certain way, don't say, well, I'm going to do it my way. You do it the teacher's way. Give him what he asked for, when he asked for it, how he asked for it. And he can't help but give you an A. Because you get, in fact, if he give you any less than an A, you can go to after school in a mannerly, a courteous way, say, excuse me, professor, or excuse me, a teacher, Mr. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so, you said to do such and such, and I did it. You said to write such and such, and I did that. You said to present it such and such a way, and I did that. Now, I did everything you asked me to do, but you gave me a B. And he'll look at that, and he says, you know what, Johnny, you know what, Susan, you know what, Karen, you know what, Joyce, you know, Judy, you know what, you're absolutely right, Mark, or Teddy, or Tony. You did actually everything I asked you to do. Excuse me, give me a paper. Let me change that to an A. Where there's a will, there's an A. If you want an A, you can get an A. But it's left on you to do certain things. Again, don't be a know-it-all. Have a coachable, teachable spirit. Number two, have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. Because there's a reward. You get a reward for pleasing God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you got to have faith. I'm going to get an A. I'm going to get an A out of this thing. I'm going to get an A out of this course, out of this test. I'm going to get an A. And see, the thing about it, the Holy Spirit is working on your behalf. He will bring stuff back to your remembrance, y'all. But if you don't read what's required, what is he going to bring back to your remembrance? Absolutely nothing, because you didn't read what the teacher told you to read. So again, have a coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to please God and be excellent, and a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Hallelujah. Where there's a will, there's an A. All right. Thank you. Father God, we thank you for what we shared with the children on today. It was good just for the children at 5 and for the children of 50, for the children at 7 and for the children of 70 and beyond. We thank you, God. We bless your name in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the word falling on good ground. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles following in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for Children's Corner on this evening.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
God, our Lord. God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the Children's Corner on today. And children, remember this. This is your golden text. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Christ wants to make sure that you get an A because you can do it. Where there's a will, there's an A. And God has decreed and declared that you are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And at this time, I usually ask Pastor Peaches, what time is it? Glory to God. But she's on special assignment. I expect her any moment now. Hopefully, glory to God. But until that time, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to answer our own questions. And I know in the past you've heard people say, well, you ask yourself a question, but don't answer it. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask myself, what time is it? It's Holy Communion time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Get your communion elements, y'all. I know you got them ready. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-30. Hallelujah. 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 This is the meal that heals. This is the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let's lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for it. We ask that you would bless and anoint and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-30, in the text, the word of the Lord says to examine yourself. And we examine ourselves right now. Throughout the years when we heard that we were getting ready to have the Holy Communion, when we were a little child or an adult, we thought about, oh, God, Lord, forgive me for all my sins. Well, we're going to do that right now because we want everyone to take communion worthily, not just ask God to forgive them of their sins, but also to understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah's Sitz Kenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Father God, we examine ourselves and we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, your word helps us do that. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Glory to God. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Somebody ought to be saying thank you, Jesus, right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1:7. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Now your word says in the text on this evening, your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord, we're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 3:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Lord.
I remember your
voice. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. We thank you that your word says in St. Luke 4:18
and every time
in Isaiah 61:1-3 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body.
Every time we take
the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank the Lord for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank the Lord for supernatural creative miracles right now. All over the world. Yes, I call it all over the world, Yahweh. In our Jerusalem, but in Judea, and all the parts of the world, oh God, right now, supernatural, creative miracles happening. Somebody ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus, right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Your word says in Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100. Your word says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank the Lord for healing right now. We thank the Lord for healing. Lord, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for healing the brokenhearted right now, Lord. Shakara da bocha. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Yes, shakara da bocha. Yara bo shakara da bo shakara ya bocha. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The same night.
We take this bread.
The same night in which you were betrayed. You took also the cup. And when you had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. You declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me.
I remember your blood.
These are my new gifts. My new
inheritance.
And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together.
And every time. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Your word, say, Lord, comfort us. Your word, say, Lord. Your word, say, Lord. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes. Our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Glory to Shaka. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, nullifies, makes a no effect. Utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire, 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 fire. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Shakaba wo shikede de. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you for Holy Communion on today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that it's the confirmation meal of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that it's a confirmation meal that we are children of the Most High God. It's a confirmation meal that we have already received the blessings of Almighty God that we have already received. The Abrahamic covenant blessings. It's a confirmation meal that we are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. We are holy ground post-cross because the presence of the Lord is in us. And because of all of that, we can boldly speak our family's daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, in our extended family. According to, hallelujah, Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts through the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If Pastor Teachers was here, I would be asking her what time is it. So let me see if I can find somebody who could sit in her seat. And let me ask somebody, what time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Oh, that's Sister Annette King. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's time for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah.
With the volume.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Speak to me. Speak. Oh, speak, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can I tell you something?
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you.
Right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground shall be sown into his good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly. But I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow and miracles in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Satan, we serve your notice right now. You're already under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of the seed sown tonight, that you give 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And we praise your name. We glorify your name. We honor your name today, for it is truly yours in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, men and women of God, children of the Most High King. I want to, number one, thank y'all for continuing to tell at least one person a day that you love them and God loves them too. Hallelujah. It can save a life because it's done it in the past. It can do it in the present and in the future. So don't forget to tell someone, hallelujah, once a day that God loves them and you love them too. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord. We thank God for this opportunity. The title of today's message, some of you know it already, because this is part 15.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Of the message, life is an open book test. And you know what? We're thinking about changing our motto to life is an open book test. Hallelujah. I don't know, but we may do that. But it's important for you to understand that life is an open book test, and the book is the word of God. This is part 15. And guess what, sister Annette, we only have 3 scriptures today.
Okay.
So I'm going to give them to you, so you'll be able to read them later at the appropriate time.
All right.
I think one is Ephesians chapter 4. I think that's verse 11 through 15.
Okay.
The second one, is Ephesians 1 and 5.
Okay.
1 through 5. And then the last one, it's a doozy. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 through 31. He said, praise God. I know we will continue this probably on Sunday. Hallelujah. But we're going to start it off today because you must understand. You've got to understand that life is an open book test. It's not a laissez-faire, whatever. It's not when we feel like doing something. You walk into your classroom, if you're in school, you're in middle school or high school or college, you walk into your classroom and your teacher says, we're going to have a test. Your heads go down. Hallelujah. I don't know. What is he going to do? And then he says, it's an open book test. Your heads go back up and a smile comes on your face, except for the two knuckleheads in the back of the room. And we've talked about those knuckleheads. I don't know what their real names are, but we'll just say Beavis and Butthead. Anyhow, one left the book in the locker. The other left the book at home. One says, can I go to my locker to get the book? Of course, the teacher said, no, we're doing the test right now. I was like, can I go home and get my book? He said, no, we're doing the test right now. Now, when I say life is an open book test, that means that answers, you're going to have a lot of questions in life. Is that right?
Right.
Everybody got questions about life. But see, it's an open book test. Where the answers, they are in the book. What book am I talking about?
Word
of God, the Holy Scripture, the Holy Writ, that's Writ, W-R-I-T, I think that's how they spell that. Hallelujah, the Holy Writ of the sword, whatever you want to call your Bible, your Holy Bible, the sacred word of God. That's the book. The answers are in the book. You could call Uncle Joe, if he knows the word of God, to confirm what's already in the Bible, but we don't need Uncle Joe to confirm what's in the Bible. The Holy Spirit of the Most High God will confirm his word because he'll lead you to it. That's why you hear me giving the addresses, that's right, that's what we call, of the scriptures. Because it's not enough for you to know some scripture, because a lot of folks think stuff is in the Bible ain't in there. And they put the, say it's in the Bible. I don't know where it is, but it's in the Bible. You're a child of the Most High God. You're supposed to be a student of the Word. Life is an open book test. Find out what book, chapter it is. You know the book. Find out what chapter and verse it is. That's the address. So you can refer back to it because you're not the only one going through the same thing. Hello? You're not the only one whose back has been against the wall.
Amen.
You're not the only one that's looking for a job. You're not the only one that's on a sick bed. You're not the only one that's in prison and want to get out of there. You're not the only one that's homeless. Or you're not the only one that's helpless. You're not the only one that's hurting.
Yes.
So, see, you get blessed out of your mess. So you can be a blessing. Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth?
Yes, yes, yes.
So, because some of you have said, oh, he don't need all of that.
Come on now.
You need it to help somebody else. Why are you just thinking about yourself?
Yes.
Think about somebody else that's going through the same thing. You, thank God for Mount Zion. You in the desert. You've been looking for water. You find the water. You want to be able to tell somebody else who's dying of thirst where the water is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not somewhere over there. And they, where is that? Where is over there? It's somewhere on the west side somewhere. Where is over there, the west side? Over there. It's somewhere in the south. Where is that? And they starving. They need some bread. They need some food. And he says, somewhere, I don't know where it is. Well, why you open your mouth? Excuse me. Don't you open your mouth unless you got something to help somebody. But some of us, as me only me. Me, mine, us four and no more. We don't pray for others, we just pray for ourselves.
That ain't right.
That ain't right. Come on now.
That ain't right.
That's why we start off praying for people. He said, why does he do that?
That ain't right.
Because we pray for others because somebody we don't even know. Pray for us.
Pray for us.
When we were starving for the word, when we were looking for a way out, we didn't understand that a way out was in Jesus.
Yes.
They prayed for us anyway. Got to do the same.
Yes.
So it's imperative that you know where the water is. So somebody else can take a drink and live.
Yes.
Look and live. Look and live.
Yes.
You can tell them where to go and find the water. You can tell them where to go and find the bread.
Yes.
So that's why we do what we do.
Yes.
You heard?
You heard.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to read Ephesians, I think. Chapter 4. Let's do 11. 4:11. Let's start reading that.
4:11?
Yes.
Through 15?
Yes, I think so. But if I tell you to stop before then, don't get upset. I'll just stop.
Okay. It says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
Mm-hmm.
For the equipping of the saints,
mm-hmm.
for the work of ministries,
mm-hmm.
for the edifying of the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
till we all come to the unity of the faith,
mm-hmm.
and knowledge of the Son of God,
mm-hmm.
to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ,
mm-hmm.
that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro,
mm-hmm.
carried about every wind of doctrine,
mm-hmm.
by the trickery of men,
mm-hmm.
and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but by speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is head, Christ.
Glory to God. What we're going to be teaching on in just a little bit is for the maturing of the saints. That's spiritual maturity. That's perfection in God. Spiritual maturity. That's wisdom put into action by us, okay? For the work of the ministry. You can't do really the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ without being really mature. That's why the Bible talks about not laying hands suddenly on no man, meaning not put people in positions if they ain't mature. If they're not prepared for the work of the ministry. And what's the work of the ministry? You see that in 2 Corinthians 5:17 talks about, hallelujah, we're ministers of reconciliation. That's the ministry. Hallelujah. Try to bring people back to a right standing with God. Hallelujah. And for edifying means the building up, the encouraging, the building up of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So we all, hallelujah. So we were children when we first came in the faith. We're children in the faith. But we are going to be much more than that now. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you why. In fact, I want you to skip on to 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, chapter 12.
Okay.
And verse 1.
Righty.
And don't read yet, but when you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. It's important for you to understand. It is not enough for the preacher to know what God is saying. Because, see, life is an open book test for whom? For all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the instructor. And how often do we resort back to the book? Well, that's when you're alive, you're still living, then you're going to be tested every day. You're going to have choices every day. You're going to have forks in your road every day. You're going to have to make sure you make the right choices along the way every day.
Every day.
That's what grandma said, every day. You're going to have to make sure that you make the right choice. How do you make the right choices? Well, life is an open book test. It's not rocket science. Go to the book.
Yes.
When you get to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Begin to read.
Okay. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accused, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
Okay, stop here. Now, this is talking to the whole body, not just to the preachers. Now, the Holy Spirit gives gifts to the body of Christ. For what? For the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and the edifying of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus gave gifts. So it could lead us to that, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, so that we could do all of those things. I'm just guiding you. But that doesn't take the responsibility off of you. He says, I don't want you ignorant, lacking knowledge or understanding about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because in the gifts, there's power. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. There is power in the gifts. Now, y'all, okay, go ahead and read some more because we need to.
There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Okay, stop right there. A lot of people look at other churches and say they don't have the full word, so they ain't going there. You know, if heaven just consisted of people that did stuff the way we do stuff, it would be an empty place. Go ahead and read some more.
There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord.
Come on now.
And there are diversities of activities, but in the same God who works all in all.
Stop right there. What that means, another word in the King James, it says operation, says administration. They do it differently. We do service differently. That don't mean that we the only ones. Because heaven would be a ghost town almost if we were just the only ones going. But some people feel that way, that since you don't do it our way, you ain't getting to heaven. That's why it's a different administration, the same Spirit. Different operation, but the same Spirit. Different ministries, different gifts, but the same Spirit in all. Now, here's the thing that you got to understand. Because, see, each of you, some of you have been looking for your gift.
Mm-hmm.
You've been looking for, what did you give me, Lord, to do? Go ahead. Read the next scripture.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
Stop. This is, God is manifesting himself through the Spirit of the Holy Spirit so that all could be blessed. You need to know this right now. Go ahead, read some more.
For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the work of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit work of all these things.
Stop. We're going to share with you. These are the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're not operated by us. They're operated by the Holy Spirit within us. In other words, you just can't operate them willy-nilly, as Cedric the Entertainer says. You are allowed to operate it through the Holy Spirit. And these nine gifts of the Holy Spirit are divided into three sections or three groups of three. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You have the power gifts. Hallelujah. Worship kind of the working of miracles, the gifts of healings, and supernatural faith. These gifts do something. Then you have the revelation gifts. You have words of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discernment of spirits. These gifts reveal something. Then you have the inspirational gifts, prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. These gifts say something. So you got gifts that do something, gifts that reveal something, and gifts that say something. Hallelujah. It is important for you to understand that many of you listening to my voice right now have been walking in these gifts of the Holy Spirit, some of them, and you don't even know it, didn't even realize what you were doing. But God, in his word, said, go back to verse 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. What did it say?
It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant.
Stop. Who is the brethren? Everybody that named the name of the Lord, it includes sister in too. That's such a word, a sister in. But anyway, the body of Christ. He don't want any of you. Well, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a deacon. I'm not even a mother of a. Can I talk for real right now, y'all?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Some preachers don't even know this, but I'm gonna be teaching. They may know a little bit, but they don't know all of it. But see, that don't stop me from preaching the word of God. Can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little while?
Amen.
But I don't want the usher at the door. I don't want hallelujah, the technician at the echoey, God, breaking the sound system.
Thanks.
I don't want anybody, the parishioner in the pew,
mm-hmm,
to be ignorant of the gifts. Because guess what? I know they got at least one or two of them, because they usually run in tandem. That's the, you don't just have one gift. You have two or three.
Amen.
Watch out now. Mm. So we're going to be teaching this, and you better not miss any of this, because you're going to miss God telling you what your gift is.
Oof.
And then you're going to go, God, will you please tell me? Can you tell me what my gift? Didn't you have sense enough to listen to Brother Bird when he said pay attention and listen to the teaching that's going to come down the road? Again, to reiterate, because I got to say this again so y'all can get this in your notes. The nine gifts of the Spirit, they are divided into three groups of three. They are the power gifts. Glory to God. And the power gifts do something.
Okay.
You need to write those notes. The power gifts do something. Working of miracles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Gifts of healings. Supernatural faith. And you say supernatural faith, or you can put in parentheses, crazy faith. Because see, faith is one thing, but crazy faith is another thing. Supernatural faith is something else. Because see, supernatural faith is crazy faith. People think you're crazy if you have faith, if you believe what you said it is. You don't understand what I'm saying. That's crazy faith.
Okay.
That's a power gift for your mind.
Okay.
Then you have revelations gifts. These are gifts that reveal something. They reveal something. Word of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Word of knowledge. Discernment of spirits. They reveal something. And just a footnote, discernment of spirits is one of the, I believe that every man and woman of God, everyone that is called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and received the Holy Spirit of the Most High God, has that gift of discernment. Because that, well, I'll go into more details when we get ready to go in there. Out of what a computer issue. Then you have inspiration gifts. These are gifts that say something. Prophecy. Diverse kinds of tongues. And interpretation of tongues. These say something. And prophecy as a gift of the Spirit is not the same as the office of the prophet. They're two different things. But we're going to get more into detail as we move along. Hallelujah. Go ahead, read some more of that scripture.
Okay.
I'm not sure where we were, but we're gonna pick up somewhere and gonna go ahead and read.
Okay, we're in the middle of 11. So it says, the one of the same Spirit work all things serving to each one individually, and he wills unity and diversity in one body. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are the body, so also is Christ.
Stop right there. We are many members, and I'm going to kind of just share a little bit of what the scripture says, because the word says, if our body was just an eye, how could we hear? Or if our body was just feet, how would we smell? Or how would we see? But our body, the body of Christ, is many members. All are important, and you know that's true. You take somebody, you see somebody who lost a little toe. They limping. The body is limping. They will limp. Somebody who, hallelujah, glory to God, is hard of hearing in one ear. They have a hearing aid that they can't hear well. Every member of the body, whether the toe or the elbow, whether the nose, or the knee, they all are important because they're part of the body. It's important for you to know you're not insignificant. You're not an afterthought of God. You're not an also-ran. You're not just an appendix, because the appendix has a purpose. Modern science has just not even found it out. Or if they found it out, they didn't tell me. Glory to God. But they said there's no role of the appendix. I don't know. But every part has a job to do. So you, who's the usher, or who takes up offering, or who plays the piano, or sings in the choir, or who cleans the bathrooms, glory to God. Glory to God. I don't know how much time we got left. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to pick this up on Sunday. But look here. I'm going to tell you. You know, one of the most important people at McDonald's, you say, is a cook, no? Mm-hmm. You say, is a cashier, mm-hmm. You know what one of the most important people at McDonald's is? The guy that cleans up. Because if that place wasn't clean, you go in there, saw trash all over the floor, all over the tables, junk all in the corners. You going to eat in there?
Mm-mm. No, sir. No, sir.
Everybody is important. Everybody got a job to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the beginning of this teaching, because we're going to teach on the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And every child of God needs to know what their gift is and what, through the Holy Spirit, will be operating, does operate in their lives. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done today. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Sister AJ, can you kind of finish up for us a little bit while I key up the closing selection?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know I put you on the spot, but it's okay. It's all right. You can handle it. Hallelujah.
I handle it.
Yes, it can. Hallelujah. If nothing else, go ahead and pray.
Hallelujah. I can do that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this. We thank you for this Bible study, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the ones out there in radio land, Lord. We thank you for this message, Lord God. Lord, if there's anyone out there tonight, Lord, that's not saved tonight, Lord God, Lord, we just ask, Lord, just repeat after me, God. Father, Lord, I just ask you, Lord, just say to come into my heart, Lord, tonight, God. Lord, just ask them, Lord, just say, I forgive you of my sins, Lord God, and just to come into your heart. And if you repeated that, God, just let them know that they are saved in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And guess what's in the house now? Just because they said their prayers, just because they asked Jesus to forgive them of their sins, guess who's in your house now?
Yay, see.
Hallelujah.
Dance, dance, quit kicking it for Christ.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.